Catholic clergy sexually abused more than 200,000 children over the past 70 years, according to an investigation by an independent commission. The panel's report, released today, said the Catholic Church covered up a massive phenomenon with decades of a veil of silence. The report said until the early 2000s, the Catholic Church showed a profound and even cruel indifference toward the victims. The commission's report, released after 2.5-year investigation, said that the Catholic clergy in France sexually abused about 216,000 minors since 1950. The head of the commission that compiled the report said that at Paris news conference that most victims were boys between the ages of 10 and 13. Kenyans reacted with disgust and embarrassment after the Pandora Papers revealed that President Uhuru Kenyatta's family had stashed more than $30 million in tax havens. James Kahura is a resident of Nairobi.
We are a great nation, but we are embarrassed by our leaders. Let our systems now work on that issue, and let us save resources for the coming generation, because it is also embarrassing for a leader to rob dignity of this country and future of coming generation.
Kenyatta is currently on a state visit to the Americas and has promised to respond fully upon his return to Kenya. A British envoy held talks with senior members of Afghanistan's new Taliban government in Kabul on Tuesday. Senior civil servant Simon Gass met with Deputy Prime Ministers Abdul Ghani Baradar and Abdul Salam Hanafi, according to the British Foreign Office. They discussed how Britain could help Afghanistan address a deepening humanitarian crisis, terrorism, and the need for safe passage for those who want to leave the country. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden blasted